VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump went on national TV a short time ago and said it appears Iran is easing off in its confrontation with the United States. The focus? Iran's ballistic missile attacks on a pair of Iraqi bases that house U.S. troops.
No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
But Mr. Trump also said he is imposing new sanctions on Tehran.
As we continue to evaluate options in response to Iranian aggression, the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime. These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior.
The president said the United States welcomes all who genuinely want peace and hinted that at some point that could include Iran. But he laid down conditions.
We must also make a deal that allows Iran to thrive and prosper and take advantage of its enormous untapped potential. Iran can be a great country. Peace and stability cannot prevail in the Middle East as long as Iran continues to foment violence, unrest, hatred, and war. The civilized world must send a clear and unified message to the Iranian regime. Your campaign of terror, murder, mayhem will not be tolerated any longer.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who fled prosecution in Japan on charges of financial crimes, says he was fleeing injustice when he managed to escape to his native Lebanon.
I welcome the opportunity for the truth to come out and to have my name vindicated and my reputation restored. I did not escape justice. I fled injustice and persecution, political persecution.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there were no survivors from a Ukraine International Airlines plane that crashed after taking off today from Tehran Airport. The flight was bound for Kyiv and was carrying 167 passengers and 9 crew members. Authorities are investigating what caused the Boeing 737 to go down. Iranian state media reports cited mechanical issues, but there has been no official confirmation. In the meantime, the airline is indefinitely suspending flights to Tehran. There is no suggestion that terrorism was involved. With tensions in the region, commercial airlines are rerouting their flights across to the Middle East to avoid potential danger, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Australian carrier Qantas, Malaysia Airlines, and Singapore Airlines all have adjusted their flight schedules to avoid Iranian airspace. Qantas is also staying out of Iraqi airspace. And the Federal Aviation Administration says it's barring American pilots and carriers from flying in areas of Iraqi, Iranian, and some Persian Gulf airspace. The agency warns of the potential for miscalculation or misidentification of civilian aircraft amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran. I'm Mike Hempen.
Researchers are reporting the largest ever one-year decline in the U.S. cancer death rate. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has our report.
The latest report from the American Cancer Society finds a 2.2% drop in cancer deaths from 2016 to 2017. Lung cancer accounts for about a quarter of all cancer deaths, but with fewer people smoking these days, the rates of illness and death have fallen. And the study's lead author says recent advances in the treatment of lung cancer appear to have accelerated that decline. Topping the list of advances are refinements in surgical techniques, better diagnostic scanning, and more precise use of radiation. Researchers also cite more targeted drug therapy thanks to genetic testing that can identify specific cancer cell mutations. I'm Ben Thomas.
Taiwanese voters will elect a president Saturday, setting the course for how to deal with China. The electorate of some 18 million people will decide whether to let incumbent Tsai Ing-wen, the island's first female president, serve another 4-year term. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.